And we saw three sets of reasons. One was to do with the child's readiness to engage in learning. So whether they came to school hungry or tired. Another was to do with the teacher's perception of how involved the mother was in their child's education. And the third factor was the child's behaviour. We know that the teaching force at primary level is not very diverse. So that can lead to a kind of, if you like, a gap, a cultural gap between teachers and more disadvantaged groups. So we need to look at diversity. We also need to look at initial teacher education and how teachers can be supported in teaching for inclusion.